Good morning. I got some exciting news, some updated news. I met with the deacons this past week. We've been talking and praying about meeting back together in the church. And we said that we were going to wait until God told us to go back. Well, the Lord has told us to go back. Now is the time. So as of right now, we still got a little bit of preparation work to do, myself and the deacons. But as of right now, Lord willing, we will be back in church November the 1st. That's the tentative date. So that's exciting news. I want to make sure that gets out and everybody understands it. I will be sending out a newsletter this week or next week, just talking about it a little bit more. So it's exciting stuff, and I can't wait to see everybody in person. We're going to get started again where I left off last week, and I'm going to wait on the train just for a second, or you're not even going to hear me. I've been talking about hard times, tough times in our life. And I don't think I'm not going to have too many people disagreeing with me when I say life's not easy. It's not. Life, it's not easy, but it is good. Hold that thought. I want to get started with a question this morning. You know how I like to do that. Here's the question. Is it possible to greet each and every single day with a smile? To be excited about that day's possibilities? Excited about life? Excited about what our Lord and Savior is doing? Even when you are in a mess. That's what I want to talk about this morning, and I've titled today's message, God is in Control. Let's open with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you so much for a blessing of a week, talking with the deacons, and making the decisions to come back inside your church. It's exciting to think about. Lord, I love the fact that you're in control and I'm not. I love the fact that you are in control and we are not. I love the fact that you are in control and nobody else is. Even though we think we are at times, you are ultimately in control, and I thank you for it. Lord, I think about the message that you laid on my heart today, and I say, fill me up. I ask the Holy Spirit to fill me up, and then just tip me over to everybody that's hearing, listening to this today. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, we're in week two of this three-week series on how to get centered in God's presence. How to get centered in God's presence. And this morning, I want to talk about how to remain optimistic even when life doesn't fully cooperate with you. You know, last week I spoke about the very first step of getting centered in God. It is to declare that God is for me. God loves me. God wants the best for me. Do you remember that? Talked about that last week. Listen, if you believe that God is for you, you can endure anything. That's tough. If you believe that God is for you, you can endure anything. You can face persecution. You can face poverty, sickness, loneliness, failure. If you believe that God is for you, you will have the strength that you need to persevere anything that life throws your way. But on the other hand, if you don't believe that God is for you, Instead, you believe that God's out to get you. Then every single little problem that you have becomes monumental. Every obstacle that you run into becomes insurmountable. Every little molehill turns into a mountain. It's a crucial first step toward getting centered on God. You need to believe God is for you. You need to believe that God is for you. It's trusting and believing that God is in control no matter what's going on. I mean, grasp that. Understand that. Know that. God is in control no matter what's going on. I mean, I think we all would agree the world seems like it's a little out of control right now, right? Doesn't feel like the good guys are winning. The reports on crime are through the roof throughout the world. The chaos and the rest that's going on in our country right now. The fires, the natural disasters that's happening right now. And add to that the declining influence of the church in our society. But I want you to know something. In spite of how many things may appear out of control, God is in control. No matter what you see, no matter what appears, no matter what it looks like, God is still in control. No situation, none, is beyond His grasp. No situation is beyond His power. No situation is beyond His saving grace. We see examples of this throughout the Bible. When the people of Israel stood there at the Red Sea, they're on the banks of the Red Sea, they got the water in front of them. They got Pharaoh's army coming in behind them. To them, it looked like everything was out of control. Nothing was making sense. It looked impossible. It looked out of control. But with God, things aren't always as they seem. They're not always as they appear. You see, He made a way for those people of Israel to pass through that Red Sea, and He stopped the Pharaoh army. In the same way, when Jesus was arrested on a Friday night, when all the disciples ran, when all the disciples scattered, and then Jesus was crucified, and His lifeless body was put in a tomb. The world at that time appeared out of control. All that Jesus had worked for, all that Jesus had taught, all that He had spoke about, all of it seemed like it had been lost forever. But again, with God, things aren't always as they appear. The death of Jesus Christ wasn't a victory for Satan. It was a crushing defeat. Why? Because our God is in control. This world, our country, and some of even you right now are facing out-of-control situations. Life seems to be tossing you from one catastrophe, maybe to another catastrophe. And maybe you don't even know how to respond. Maybe you think that the situation is out of control. Maybe you think the situation is lost, unfixable. And you're thinking maybe not even the all-powerful, all-knowing God can fix it. Listen to me. In spite of your situation and how it appears, I want you to know this. God is in control. whatever's going on in your life, God knows about it. The situation didn't catch him off guard. He's not surprised by your mess. He's not surprised by this world, by our country. He knows about it all. My friends, his hand is involved. Why? Because he is in control. If you want to find peace, if you want to find that place of peace during your storm, during your mess, and when you want to get centered in God in the middle of your mess, then you need to nail down this certainty once and for all. God is in control. I want you to know something. If you're in a mess right now and you feel like life is against you, that you have no options, feels like everything's out of control, know that you're not alone. You're not alone. I want to read a few of the Psalms to you. You don't have to turn here. Let me read you through these really quick. Psalms 10:1 says this, "Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" Psalms 35:23 says, "Awake and rouse yourself for my vindication, Lord, for my cause, my God and my Lord." Psalms 38:2, "For your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me." Psalms 44:10 through 12, "You have made us turn back from the foe, and those who hate us have gotten the spoil. You have made us like sheep for slaughter and have scattered us among the nations. You have sold your people for a trifle, demanding no high price for them." Listen, those are words from the Bible, okay? Can you believe the brutal honesty that's going on? But listen to me, sometimes that's how we feel. And let me tell you something, it's okay to tell God how you feel. It's okay to be absolutely honest with God. You can tell God how you feel. You can tell God what you feel. You can tell Him what you think. You can tell Him what you believe, what you doubt, what you want, what you don't want. You can tell God exactly what's on your heart. Here's why. He already knows. When you talk to God, you're not supplying Him with new information. You're not bringing it up to date on your situation. Listen, He already knows. He already knows. He wants to hear from you, though. He wants you to tell Him. He wants you to pour out your heart to God. And when you do this, He's not shocked. He's not shocked. He already knows what's in your heart. But He wants to hear from you. He wants you to tell Him what's on your heart. So when you're in that mess, you can be honest with God. And then you take that honesty one step further and you tell Him, right? It's not enough just to complain about the details of your situation, but we need to learn to say, God, in spite of all that's going on, in spite of this situation, in spite of this mess, I will trust You. Lord, I choose to believe that You are in control. Lord, I don't like this situation right now. You know that. This situation is bigger than me. But God, I know it's not bigger than You. And I know that You are in control, and that's where my trust is. Turn with me to Psalms 118, We're going to jump back in. That's where we were at last week. We're going to go right back to Psalms 118. We're going to get started in verse 24. So many of you have heard this verse. So many of you have sang this verse as a young child. We need to get in the habit as adults and children. We need to get in the habit of celebrating each day as God's gift. Psalms 118, verse 24, says this: "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." There are times in this life that's really difficult to say. Yet this is the perfect way to start your day. Declare that today is God's day. He created it. He's in control of it, and I will rejoice in it, no matter what's going on. Right? Today's not an accident. God made this day in your life. You understand that, right? God made today for you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and He intends to accomplish, listen here, one of two things in it. He made this day for you, and He's going to accomplish one of two things. He's either going to carry you through whatever situation you're going through, or He will deliver you from it. He made today to strengthen you. He made this day to empower you. He made this day to change you. He made this day to move you one step closer to Him. He made this day to move you one step closer to the person He is intending for you to be. You can celebrate today and every day to come. No matter what troubles come your way, no matter what troubles are around the corner, you can make a choice to celebrate today as the day that God has made, and you're going to rejoice in it. The psalmist said this. He said, "Let us rejoice and be glad. Let us rejoice and be glad. It's very, very important. You say, "Why is that, Donnie?" You to rejoice, right? I need you to realize this. To rejoice, it requires a choice. It requires you to make a choice. It's something that you have to decide to do. Huh. From the time that you open up your eyes in the morning, you're making choices. Too often, we're going through hard times and we start thinking about our day. Well, you know, what's the next thing that's going to happen to me? What's the next bad situation I'm going to come in contact with? What's the next problem I'm going to have? What else can possibly go wrong? We may even be saying, you know, this is the day my problems have made. I complain and grumble in everything. And then before we know it, we are completely focused on the power of our problems. We get focused on the power of our mistakes. We get focused on the power of our sinfulness, the power of our enemies. And then we're not thinking about the power of God. We're not thinking about how He has created this day for us. The best way to celebrate each day is to make it part of your routine, to get caught up in God's presence as early as possible. As soon as you wake up, as soon as you can shake the cobwebs out of your hair, as soon as you can shake you're capable of a clear thought, thank God for the day, and then give Him praise and honor and lay it at His feet. You're saying, God, thank you for this day that you have created, and I'm turning it over. Everything I do in this day is for you. Try to get into the practice of talking to God before you talk to anybody else. Even if it's just to say, God, thank you for today. Good morning. This day that you made, I'm going to rejoice in it. And then make a point to remember that throughout your entire day. The Lord made this day. And then now look for the signs of His presence. Look for opportunities to grow. Look for solutions. Look for possibilities. This is God's day that He made. He made it for you to experience Him. Now, a second way to develop a God is in control mindset is ask for more. That's right. I said ask for more. Take a look at verse 25 with me. It says this, "Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success." Now, you already know this. I'm not a prosperity-style preacher. But listen, God's Word tells us sometimes that we need to ask for more. In verse 25, the psalmist isn't praying with a poverty mindset. He's not saying, "Lord, I just need for you to help me get by. I just need for you to help me squeak by just today. Just somehow, Lord, just help me. I just need to get through this day. Just help me get to this evening right before I go to bed. Just help me get through this day." No. He's saying, "Lord, give us success." He's literally asking to be set on that large place. You remember me talking about that last week? That place of abundance, that place of prosperity, that place of opportunity. You see, when you truly believe that God is really in control, really, truly, that He's really in control of the situation, you don't need to ask for barely enough to get by. You ask for more. You ask for God's blessings. Why? Because God is in control and He wants the best for you. You see, when you just ask for enough to get by, you're really not asking for anything. You're just hoping your circumstances get a little bit better. And my friends, that's not faith. That's just accepting your circumstances. That's just accepting your whatever life throws at you. And that's just a passionate acceptance. Excuse me, not passionate acceptance. That's a passive acceptance. It's not in God's plan for His people to merely survive, just to merely get by. He wants us to thrive. Jesus said He came to give us life and give it more abundantly. Did He not? But as Christians, we too often, you know what, we settle for the leftovers. We do. We don't strive to thrive. We accept the scraps. No matter what your life looks like today, know this, God is in control and He wants the best for you. And listen, when God is in control, you can pray like verse 25 and ask the Lord for success. Ask the Lord to be set up on that open place, that large place. Just like the psalmist told us last week, "Lord, answer me and set me in that large place." Let's take a look at our last verse there in 27. It says this, "The Lord is God and He has made His light to shine upon us." Now, light is such a great, such a powerful word. Biblically, it can have many different meanings. The word light here can refer to God's word, as we see in chapter 119, verse 105. Let me read it to you really quick. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path." So if you're in the middle of that mess, spend more time in God's word. Read Psalms. Read those heartfelt prayers. And you'll realize that you're not the first person to feel this way. You're not the first person to be in the middle of a mess. You're not alone. Read through God's word. It's a book of hope. God gives us His word for encouragement, and it will encourage. That word light, it can also refer to hope. You don't have to endure day after day after day of darkness. God wants to bring you into the light in your life. He wants to give you hope. Jesus said this in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We don't have to walk in darkness. We have the Savior of the world on our side. He can give us that strength. He can give us that courage. He can give us that joy. But you need to trust that God is in control. Even in the middle of your mess. In the middle of our mess that we look around, we turn on the news, the internet, the mess that we're in, God is still in control. Every second of every day, no matter what we see, no matter what we're dealing with, no matter what mess we're in, God is still in control. When you get this, when you realize this, when you know this, it means you'll start to see God in the middle of any mess. Whatever it is. Whatever reason you're there, God is in control. God knows all about it. And He'll be there with you in it always. Life's not easy. It's not going to be. We all know that. We face challenges, big and small. And sometimes it feels life is just spinning out of control. No matter how things look today, no matter how much of a mess you're in, you can find a place of peace. You can get centered in Him because He is for you. Because He is in control of every situation, including yours. But don't ever forget, you have a choice. You have a choice every single day. You've got hundreds of choices every single day. And no matter what they are, no matter what mess you're in, whatever situation you are in, will you believe that God is in control? Will you give thanks and rejoice in this day that the Lord has made? It's your choice. It will always be your choice. Trust that God is with you. Trust that God is for you. Trust that God loves you. And know that God is in control. Let's pray. Oh Lord, I am so thankful that no matter what we've got going on, no matter what we see, no matter what we deal with, no matter what circumstances are, we can be at peace because we know You're in control. And what a peace that is. I thank You for that. Thank You for the message that You have laid on my heart. And thank You again that You're in control. In Jesus' name, amen. You have a choice. Every single day, you have a choice. Start your day and say, "Lord, this is the day that You made, and I'm going to rejoice in it." no matter what that day faces, no matter what mess you might be in. Thanks so much for tuning in with us today, and hopefully we'll see you next week. God bless.